Intercept.
Butter knife and some paper towels, but you start to look and there's 5, then 6, then 7. That's a lot of frisbees. But I didn't put them up there, you know. So who did? That's what no one really knows.
That's Kaze, Gwendolyn's nephew who lived a few houses down. I wanted to start with him to see if he could tell me anything about how and when she may have disappeared. I'd been given a tip that Randy was a name that could mean something, but I didn't want to start with that. I wanted to see what we could find organically.
Right. And so the Frisbees, you think they may have been thrown on the roof by who?
That's a great question. I mean, yeah, who would keep doing that? We finally got a ladder? Have you ever heard of one of these?
Have I ever heard of a ladder? Like, for climbing up and reaching things?
Yeah, they're so wild. So we got a ladder, which blew our minds, and we...
Sorry, not to interrupt, but when you say we, who are you referring to?
Like a business referral?
No. Who is with you during this?
Oh, Rake, my best friend.
Your best friend's name is Rake? And you've never heard of a ladder? Sorry, so you and Rake find the ladder, and you do what?
We leaned it against the house and started to climb up, and it takes you up. And when we got to the top, that's when things got crazy.
So now he had my attention. Things were getting interesting, and that's when Gwendolyn decided to show up.
I'm sorry, Kaze, I'm getting something from your aunt.
Bethany? That's bananas. I didn't hear anything, and I didn't know you spoke French. Tell her I said, oi, wherever she is. Is she hiding?
What? No, Gwendolyn, your aunt who passed. Remember, I'm a medium?
Oh, right. Oh, wow. So she's speaking to you right now. Has she mentioned anything about the Frisbees?
No, she hasn't mentioned the Frisbees yet. Do you have anything you'd like to ask her? Anything that might help us?
Oh, yeah. I was kind of chilly last night while I slept. Was that her?
Okay, she's saying that you left the window open, but she was there watching over you.
Stop what you're doing. That's my lead, but you don't know what you're getting into. Please tell her to call off the bird.
That's Dominic. He's convinced I somehow stole the lead to his case during a reading I gave him. I would edit this part out, but for whatever reason, Gwendolyn only tends to show up when he's around.
Oh, the window was open. If she was watching over me, why didn't she grab me a blanket? Or grab down the Frisbees?
Ah, God, that one was right in my mouth. Please.
Uh-huh.
What do you eat?
She said she was hoping the cold would wake you up so that she could lead you
to... Stop banging my head. I told you it hurts because it makes her
to the place where...
And then the poop gets in there and stings it. The wound.
You used to...
I'm gonna grab your damn waist.
Dang it, I'm losing her. She's receding.
How are you so accurate? Are your bowels ever empty?
Yeah, that's her, all right. I remember when she reseeded her lawn. I was like 11. Why would she be doing that as a ghost, especially when I'm freezing at night?
I was losing Gwendolyn, and at this point, I was desperate. I don't normally do this, but I thought I would try to lead Kaze toward a memory. Maybe one that could shine some light on Randy's potential role in this.
Then she sees me, and I'm all shivery, and she's like, better go make sure my ghost grass looks good. Where would she even have the lawn? Do ghosts own property?
Kaze, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before Gwendolyn left, and I can still feel her here slightly, I got the start of a word or a sound. Something like...
Raccoon teeth? Oh yeah, that sounds like Aunt Gwen. She always wanted her dentist to make her teeth more raccoon-like. Or I may have dreamt that.
Yeah, that's not drawing her closer. Think harder.
Not raccoon teeth, but Rake. My friend Rake? I don't think he ever met Aunt Gwen.
And you see, he can only push me so far. You'll run out of poop at some point. Then what? Please let me be.
Lead you to the place where Randy and she used to play as kids. Does that mean anything? Oh, and she's gone. She's gone again. Dang.
Oh, shoot. We could have asked her about the raccoon teeth. Or why she didn't get me a blanket. Or the frisbees.
Oh my god, just let it go with the frisbees.
But you said if I brought something that maybe it would help connect her to us.
And you didn't bring anything.
What? Yes, I did. Me and Rake managed to get one of the frisbees down thanks to the ladder. Had this little FB under my shirt. Wanted to check your skills before I showed it to you.
You had this the whole time? So maybe it wasn't Dominic and the birds that drew her in. There are initials on the bottom. KJ.
Hey, those are my initials.
And is this your handwriting?
Yeah. Whoa, cool. Ghosts can forge handwriting? I wonder if they can also be masters of disguises. I mean, why not? You're a ghost. Want to look like a tall man? Probably not that hard. But then say you want to be an even taller man. Seems doable. And then mustaches, beards, goatees, and forged handwriting? They're probably all master criminals. Jewels are...
So obviously K's wasn't much help. But the place where Gwen and Randy used to play as kids? That's Start. And that's all I needed. Join me next time when we pursue the truth and find out what happened to Gwendolyn.
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is briannasoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
All right. I guess I did it. Did it work? Hello?
Hello? Did what work?
I was doing a hunger strike and now I'm here. Did it work?
I'm not sure what you mean, and your results are still loading. How do you mean work?
Justice, fair wages, women's rights, paid time off. I chained myself up in that tree outside headquarters, demanding that, and now I'm here. So, did my dying of starvation make a difference?
Okay, looking at your results, it looks like you died from the fall.
I'm sorry, what?
They found you at the base of the tree.
But I was chained to the top.
The chain looks like it was cut, and you evidently left a note that said, I changed my mind.
Those... fascist. No, I didn't leave a note. They must have climbed up and shoved me out while I was sleeping.
You didn't have any kind of alarm system set up to wake you up? Some cans on strings or anything like that?
Oh, you're an expert on tree-based hunger strikes? I hadn't eaten in days. I was exhausted and not thinking clearly. So I didn't even make a dent, did I?
It looks like wages and women's rights and pretty much everything stayed about the same.
Oh, damn it. And not that. I didn't mean make a dent in those causes, but just the world in general. I didn't change it, did I?
No.
Well, how could anyone? Was it even possible? I mean, I've seen some messed up stuff, but that was demented.
Oh, right. You signed up for the Make a Difference package? Well, the likelihood of making significant change in the experience you were just in was 9%.
Bullshit, 9%. Who has ever come close to doing that? Do you know all the stuff going on in there? I'd love to meet the sick asshole who designed all that. Kids dying of cancer, flesh-eating viruses, slavery, homelessness, torture chambers, molestation, serial killers, mass shooters. If you can hear me, whoever added in all that stuff, you're the problem, man. Because that is some sick stuff.
I'm sorry you didn't enjoy your experience. It looks like in your previous Make a Difference experience, experience, you found it too easy.
I did this before?
Yeah, with Puppy Island.
Puppy Island? What the hell is that?
It's kind of a starter for learning how to change worlds. A small community on an island. Everyone is fed, clothed, educated, and loved. Things are very peaceful until a puppy starts crying at night.
I can see why I don't remember it. That sounds extremely boring. How hard can it be to fix that?
Well, the probability is 86%, so it is very solvable, but not everyone fixes it.
But how bad can it get from a puppy crying?
Well, he cries all night, and with no sleep, people do very odd things. Theft goes up, murder goes up, sexual assault goes up.
People were raping because a puppy was keeping them awake?
Yes, until you determined that there was a tick on the puppy, and once you removed it and fed the puppy, everything went back to normal.
And people thought I was a hero for that? That is pathetic.
That's what you said when you returned, and then you said, quote, let's ramp it up a bit. I want to change a difficult world.
So you sent me from Puppy Island to what I was just in.
We offered you a 50% success probability world, but you said, let me guess, Cat Peninsula. And so we offered you the 9% world you were just in.
There is no way that 9% of people solve that world and make it better. I mean, how?
Well, there are lots of ways. It's a combination of all the experiences you endure. The big one you missed out on was reading a certain book.
One book would have helped me solve it? And everyone else of the successful 9% reads this book?
No, it's different for everyone. But for you, in this last experience, the book would have unlocked some clues.
Damn it. So I was supposed to just walk into every library and read every book and hope I chose the right one?
No, not really. The book was in front of you many times. In fact, in your starvation tree, you had it in your satchel.
Hey, don't mess with me, man.
I am not. You were at Sarah's house to, quote, get to the bottom of the climate issue, but you had some wine and looked down her shirt, and then you two had a romantic encounter.
Don't you even tell me?
The book was on her coffee table, and you noticed it, but you set your wine glass on it and went for the kiss.
It was a great moment. I was supposed to sacrifice that and read some stupid book on the off chance it might help me solve the entire world?
Like I said, only 9% of people do it.
Send me back.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I can do it. I won't lose my focus this time. I'll make it a better place, and I promise I won't kiss anyone.
But you said the desire...
I know what I said. I know what I said. I was just mad because it's hard. Okay? Send me back in.
Okay. Here you go.
Hell yeah. I'm coming, you fascist, and no one try to kiss me. All right? Hey, wait. Don't they always say love is what the world needs more of? How am I supposed to abide by that and not kiss anyone? Wait. Hello?
This is coffee as it is and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at BridgeportCoffeeRoasters.com.
Thank you. Good night.
Wow, that was terrific. What a show.
Thanks. Yeah, they were great.
Who are you?
We spoke earlier about a potential assistant on Dr. Melkison.
Oh, hey, nice to meet you.
We don't need an assistant. I was pretty clear about that.
I understand, and I don't mean to crash your party or anything, but I know you magicians are always looking for an edge, a way to get even better.
A way to become fantastic.
Is something talking under that cloth?
The last thing we need is another ventriloquist telling us how we can jazz up our act.
I can think of some ideas.
No, it's not that at all. That's fantastico. The program I told you about. Here, look.
Are you kidding me?
you think our new assistant should be a paint can with little mittens glued to the side and a calculator taped to the top?
Why did you feel the need to cover this up and do a big reveal?
Showmanship. I thought you guys were big into that. Keep you guessing, then boom, the big reveal.
You build anticipation, you reveal something exciting, something that creates a sense of wonder, but not a paint can with mittens.
Even if it is capable of magic.
Is this a joke? Did Foster put you up to this?
Think of a number between 0 and 1 billion.
I think it's kind of cute. Maybe having something this distracting on stage could be good. And we can program it to say whatever we want?
I don't hear a number.
Well, not exactly. He'd be more of an assistant in helping you prepare tricks.
200,171. What do you think? Audience members might get a kick out of saying their guesses to this little pile of junk.
Pile of junk who has feelings. Look closer.
What? No. This guy is a huckster. He's just trying to get us to give him money. We could glue gloves onto our own bucket if we wanted something stupid for the crowd to talk to.
Hopefully your bucket doesn't have feelings. Look into my calculator, you buck-tooth loser.
Whoa, hey. Hey.
What?
Okay, I think that's enough. Get your trash and get out!
171. Oh, that's the right number. That's fun. He's like programmed to hear numbers and then enter them on his screen?
Not even close. What's the most useful thing you could have walking into a room before a magic show?
Magic!
If you say a paint can with mittens, I am going to physically harm you.
No! Information! If you knew everything about everyone in the room before they walked in, wouldn't that make the tricks a lot easier? Spotting the marks?
We don't need that. We walk into any room with the skills we have practiced for our entire lives. That is all we need.
And maybe a better toupee, you carpet-headed moron.
Ah!
Oh, why?
Hey, take it easy. So you just bring this little guy in here, programmed with all this information about us, our hair, our teeth?
Don't forget your tiny testicles.
What? No, they're actually fairly normal. Look, why are you doing this?
I didn't do any of that. I've never seen you before, and he can't see at all. You said yourself he's a paint can with mittens on. He's running an algorithm that's constantly entering data. Micro-reaction data.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're saying he can guess these things based on synthesizing what we say?
And magic!
Exactly. Linguistic data. What you say, how you say it, the pauses in between, all to give him an accurate guess as to who you are. He was exactly right about the number you would choose. He knew you had large teeth, and Christ, mate, they are huge. So I'll give you that. I could have known that from a photo or something. But I've never seen your hair close up. And how could anyone have known about the tiny testicles?
Sometimes we just guess. Primary hypogonadism is pretty common, and really, they're not that small. Not that I even have that. But in any case, we can't have part of our act insulting the audience.
Our act doesn't need to add some two-bit mentalism nonsense from a pile of garbage.
Ouch, that's true. What you need is more teeth whitener, you walking pile of herpes.
Get out!
Okay, yes, his stage presence is terrible. But you can help him with that. We'll soften him up. But you could put this code into any vehicle you wanted. A chesty lady, a muscle man, a tin man. Keep him as a paint can. The options are endless. You could be bigger than Fezzon.
Get out!
Yeah, the number thing was kind of impressive. I'm not sure how you did that. But it's not enough for us to fall for this little gag of yours. If Foster put you up to this, please tell him that it was at the very least kind of impressive, but this wouldn't get us close to matching Fezzon. Please go.
The numbers on my screen say 11 and 41.
No one cares. The jig is up. If video of this turns up on Foster's website, I am going to sue the hell out of you. Unless you want me to smash this little thing again, get out!
Oh, please protect me from his pinky rings.
Fine, we'll go. Don't hurt him. I'm just going to leave this envelope here on the table. Here's my contact information, and it lays out how we would incorporate this software into your act, what the rate would be, and so on. And for the record, I have no idea who Foster is.
You can take this envelope and shove it up your... There's something in here. My pinky ring.
My watch! What?
What is the time?
It's 11:41.
Fantastico!
there, Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Well, you've tied me pretty tight to this chair. Oh, I should mention, I'm awake now. I suppose you gathered that from my struggling against the chair. Just had to check your knot work. And to be honest, I thought I could channel some secret strength and break the ropes, but no, they're pretty tight. Nice work. I don't know much about you, other than you select good rope and you tie it well. The quality of chair you choose, that I can't say. But it seems pretty sturdy. Judging from the creaking, I want to say mortise and tendon joints in this little puppy? Is that accurate? Not bad. Did you make her yourself? Well, beyond not knowing if you made the chair, I also don't know if you're even in the room. I assume you weirdos who kidnap people like to stand in the corner and watch your hostages squirm. Well, congratulations if you're one of those. Here I am, tied to your handsome chair, head covered in, what is this, burlap? And I can't even hop the chair around. I would topple it to the side, but what if there are, like, knives pointing at me from either side? Or a deep pit? Maybe some snakes? Or worse, can't risk it. Oh, you're here. Did you catch any of that? Were you watching on a monitor? Oh, geez. Were you masturbating? That's embarrassing. Me? I was just admiring the joinery work on this chair. Mortise and tenon? Not bad. She's sturdy. And I was gonna tip her over, but I couldn't risk there being deep pits on either side. Or spikes. Or snakes. Now, be honest with me, if that's possible for someone who abducts people. Are there pits on either side? Oh, you thought that was funny? Nice. Well, that's great. To be truthful, I did think it was a little silly, and now having heard your footsteps on the wooden floor, I feel confident that there are not pits on either side. Still can't rule out a sharp object on the side. Can I just say, though, tipping the chair over is very tempting. Not gonna do it, though, for now. Ah, sharpening some tools? A knife? Great. For me, that's cool. Or maybe to carve some more wood pieces for chairs? Cabin out in the woods, wooden floor, electricity, and I don't hear a generator. Solar? You want solar panels? Or are you tied into the grid? I was passed out during the drive. What did you knock me out with? I smell a lot of oils in here. Linseed oil? Was that it, you rascal? Where was I last? Oh, I was at a hardware store. Did I cut in line or something and anger you to the point of this vigilante justice where you slice me into bits in a cabin in the woods? No answer, and no ominous laughing. Okay, I will take that as a yes. But let me ask you this, and no fibs. Does carving up a stranger make it all even? Like when you look at my mangled personage after doing your thing, are you like,
maybe now you won't bump my cart in the glue aisle?
Is that how it goes? A rag in the mouth? Does that ever work? Through burlap? Come on, I have a tongue. And I knew it was linseed oil. I like the smell. You should have used tongue oil, am I right? Tongue oil on a rag pushed out by my tongue? You can't see, but under this hood, I'm winking. Ah, no bad guy laugh on that one either. I don't even know who you are anymore. Oh, where was I? Oh, right. Hardware store, bumping cart, glue aisle. Ah, grinder stopped. That's it. You have the Little Shop Hound chargeable portable bench buddy all-in-one grinder, sharpener, and buffer wheel from Carnacle. Not holding its charge so great, is it? Ah, that's too bad. You got her all charged up, got all excited, got me knocked out and tied up, and now it's doing what they do best, which is not work. Did you know that our little hardware store was the only one in the state to carry them because they were so terrible and recalled everywhere? Only our store didn't send them back. I love your persistence, dedicated to your craft of carving up strangers. Do you have a whetstone as a backup? And follow-up question. Do you carve your strangers like you carve your wood? That's it! The lumber aisle! That lady asked, does this wood cut well? And you said, depends on how tight the grain is and whether you're sawing or carving it. Does that sound familiar? I know that grunt! And you said your thing about the grain tightness, and I said, I wouldn't know how that wood cuts. I only karate chop my wood. And she laughed, and you grunted, and... And you think I took your thunder? You were hitting on her. Oh, my God. The grain tightness line, which, a beauty, by the way. That was a pickup line, and I ruined it. I am sorry, you old weirdo. You two could have formed a nice life together. Her sawing wood of any grain thanks to your tutelage, and you hiding this double life from her where you kidnap and slice up strangers who throw off your seduction skills, which, I'll just reiterate, are impressive. Recall, dude. And I'm sure when I go missing and they search the last known place I was spotted and they see the security footage in the lumber aisle and you throwing down undeniable game that no lady can resist, and they see you and I together, I doubt they'll do a scan on you and check your purchase history there and connect you to this worthless grinder and come find this cabin. I doubt that. I doubt they do that. Why would they do that? Smart thinking. Off to write a memoir on your sexual conquests? No one would blame you! The people demand it! Okay, I'm doing the tip over. No spikes! Well, I spoke too soon about your joint work. They all broke. A truly awful chair. The grain must not have been tight enough. That woman from the hardware store who you dazzled would be so disappointed to learn this. And your knots came undone. My hands are free. I take back all my compliments. I'm pulling off the burlap. And great news about your cheap-ass grinder. It's on fire. As much as I'd love to let your little love nest burn down, I can't help but think there is probably some evidence in here. Okay. Okay. Great.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Hey. All right, I'm ready. It doesn't matter. I'm ready to fail, is what I'm trying to say. I'm positively ready to see how this is not going to work out.